broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It's hour two. We are live broadcasting from coast to coast across the fruited plain. And folks, we've got a great show for you lined up this hour. A terrific show, actually. Our good friend Mark Lotter from the Trump 2020 campaign is going to be along in just a little while. Also, Dr. Richard Land, one of the great Southern Baptist statesmen and one of the great religious leaders in America. He's going to be here, has a few things to say about these never-Trump elitists in the evangelical movement. So we're going to talk with him a little bit later on as well. There is a bizarre story in the Atlantic.com, and I wanted to share this information with you because it's a wonderful example of why you should never, ever allow Democrats to completely control your local government. Because if that happens, your community, your neighborhood could very well be turned into a third world hellhole. And there's really no other kind, polite way to say that, but it is a very bad situation in California. They are dealing with things in California that no other place in America is dealing with on really apocalyptic levels. And you think I'm making this stuff up? I am not. It's gotten so bad in California that the San Francisco Chronicle actually published an editorial praising President Trump. That's how bad it is. So here's the problem. The state of California, they are now dealing with diseases that have not even been around since the medieval times. And the reason why is because of the massive homeless population in the state of California. It is absolutely terrible. And I would love to hear from some of our California listeners. And we have a number of folks listening to us on radio, on our live stream, and also on our Facebook Live. And we would love to hear from you folks in California, because it's important that you guys had the opportunity to explain to the rest of the country what the Democrats have done to your state. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number, 844-747-8868. And we'll be taking your calls through the hour. But according to The Atlantic, typhus, tuberculosis, all kinds of other diseases are now spreading through these homeless camps and shelters across California. It is becoming a health crisis. I want to read to you from The Atlantic, which, by the way, is not a conservative publication. It is not a conservative publication. Infectious diseases, some that ravaged populations in the Middle Ages, are resurging in California and around the country and are hitting homeless populations especially hard. Los Angeles recently experienced an outbreak of typhus, a disease spread by infected fleas on rats and other animals. And where was this outbreak of typhus? Ladies and gentlemen, it was in downtown Los Angeles. Officials had to briefly close parts of City Hall after reporting that rodents had invaded the building. And of course, in Washington State, and we've been talking about the horrible crisis there in Seattle, people there have been infected with a horrible bacteria spread through feces. And that, of course, brings us to what's happening in San Francisco. And folks, if you're driving home, if you're leaving grandma's house and you're driving on the interstate, I would encourage you to pull off the side of the road before I share with you this headline from townhall.com. San Francisco spent $94 million trying to clear poop off of its streets. Let me say this again. San Francisco spent $94 million trying to keep their streets clean and free of human poop. I mean, holy crap, America, what's going on there? Well, I'll tell you why. San Francisco is a liberal cesspool. And it's sad to say, but it's true. People are literally dropping their pants and pooping in the streets, and not just the streets. We had video of an individual dropping his pants in a supermarket. and using the bathroom right there on aisle four. It's a terrible thing that's happening. But this is what happens when you allow Democrats complete and total control of a state, which is what's been happening in California. Now, I've been getting some blowback from some of you because you say, Todd, it's very unfair of you to blame the Democrats. I mean, we're all to blame. This is not a political issue. This is a human issue. Well, I understand where you're coming from here, but the fact of the matter is that Republicans have absolutely no power in the state of California, none whatsoever. The Democrats, I mean, if they wanted to, the Democrats could basically set up a dictatorship, which is technically what they have. But the Democrats have been throwing hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars at this. And the problem keeps getting worse. So what's going on here? What's going on? The San Francisco Chronicle, their editorial board, wrote a piece called Welcome to California, the Homeless State. And according to their numbers, the homeless population in California is growing, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting worse, but it's not just the homeless. We're talking about hardworking people who cannot even afford a house. That has gone up 16.4%. This is according to the San Francisco Chronicle. And they go on to say, more remarkably, the ranks of homeless Californians continue to expand, even as overall growth has slowed to a trickle. In other words, people are getting the U-Hauls and they're getting out of Dodge. California, that is. Led by President Trump, administration officials have threatened a crackdown on the state's homeless. And this is a good thing. But the problem is that the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, a far lefty, he's trying to blame all this on the Trump administration. This is not their fault, folks. We're talking about policies that were enacted by Democrats in charge of California. And you want to know why? You want to know why they may not have room for everybody in the homeless shelters? You want to know why they may not have room in the hospitals to take care of folks? Well, I'm going to tell you why. And this is a politically incorrect thing to say. But you're looking at a state where the illegal immigrants in that state are costing taxpayers $23 billion. This is from the Washington Examiner. Illegal immigration costs taxpayers in all 50 states $89 billion. And California pays the most at $23 billion. If you want to see the numbers for yourself, you should go to the WashingtonExaminer.com. And they have a complete list. The top five states, by the way, you want to know where people are spending your money to take care of illegal aliens? California, Texas, New York, Florida, and New Jersey. The top five states. But California, $23 billion. You know what that means? That's $23 billion that's not being used to help find affordable housing. That's $23 billion that's not being used on American citizens, law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens. $23 billion. So when you hear the mainstream media and when you hear the politicians saying, we really don't have a crisis here in America when it comes to illegal immigration, when it comes to the homeless, you better go back and look at these numbers, because $23 billion, that's a big problem, a big problem. And the fact of the matter is, when you spend a dollar on an illegal alien, that is a dollar that's not being used to take care of an American citizen. Yes, there is a homeless crisis in America. Yes, there is a drug problem in America. No doubt about it. But the problem here is, folks, we're not using common sense. You want to know why? You want to know why you can't send your cat out onto a sidewalk so they can play in San Francisco because they might run into a dirty needle on the sidewalk? You want to know why that is? Because the government leaders in San Francisco have literally been giving away free needles to the drug addicts. What do they think was going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? What do they think was going to happen? Jeez-a-loo, America. Jeez-a-loo. So not only are we now paying people, and the Supreme Court says, you know what? Yeah, now the homeless, they have a right to set up tents on the sidewalks. It's a big problem, and we've got to address it. And the first thing that you have to come to terms with, Todd, don't you play politics, Todd. Don't say it's the Democrat. Todd, don't go there. This is a religious issue. This is a spiritual issue. It's not a political issue, Todd. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a political issue. The policies of the Democrats are turning American urban centers into third world countries. And if you don't believe me, just go to Los Angeles, go to downtown Los Angeles, go to San Francisco, go to Seattle, go to New York City. And you'll see what we're talking about. 844-747-8868. We would love to hear from some of you folks that have to live in California, spending your tax dollars on all of this. 844-747-8868. ToddStearns.com is the website. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity from the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries revealed in The Oracle is that of the end and of things to come, where we are and where we're going. And one of the mysteries concerns the church, concerns us. You see, in the end, the oracle reveals that everything has to return to where it was at the beginning of the age. That's why the Jewish people returned to Israel, because that's where they were at the beginning of the age. But it's not just them. It's also the world, and it's also the church. At the beginning of the age, the church was revolutionary, was radical. Book of Acts, I mean, it changed the world, but it kind of lost that as it got established. It lost that power. But the message is that in the end times, even dark times, the church, you are called to go back to the book of Acts. We are called to become revolutionary again, radical again, world-changing again, because in the Lord, the best times are yet to come.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity from the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher leads the disciple into a desert ravine where they sit down, and the teacher makes a mark in the sand and reveals the power of the Yud. The Yud is the smallest letter in the Hebrew language, not much more than a dot or an apostrophe. And yet this smallest letter is perhaps the most significant, for it's the Yud that begins the sacred name of God, Yahweh, and the name of God's nation, Israel, and the holy city, Jerusalem, and the name of salvation, Yeshua, Jesus. What does that reveal? In God, the greatest things begin with the smallest of strokes and actions. If you want to live a life of greatness, begin by taking the smallest of steps. Begin with a Yud of greatness, one small step. Take a Yud of victory, a Yud of faith, a Yud of that journey. For the greatest of things, begin with a Yud.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
All right, so the numbers that we have seen indicate a little over half a million homeless people now live in California. And by the way, California is also home to more than 2 million illegal aliens. This is according to the Public Policy Institute of California. And again, it's just a guesstimate, but I suspect they're lowballing that. I wouldn't be surprised if it was more, but they're saying that about 6% of California's population made up of illegals, and many of them are not paying taxes. Many of them are actually getting services courtesy of American taxpayers. And again, every single dollar that goes to an illegal is a dollar that's not being used for American citizens. And when you're looking at some of the budget here, where is that story? So California's Fox News has the story. California's new budget includes health care for illegals, complements of the American taxpayers. Here's the story. California okays $214.8 billion budget, including health insurance for illegals and money for the homeless. So they're authorizing $2.4 billion to address the homeless crisis in California, not America. That's $2.4 billion just in California. Now, it seems to me for that much money, you could just about buy everybody a house and there would be no more homeless people. But you and I both know that's not how that works. But this is a pretty dangerous situation. Dr. Mark Siegel from the Fox Medical A-Team, we were talking about this a long time ago. About how dangerous it is for just average citizens. Let's just say you're a middle-class homeowner. You work in downtown Los Angeles. You come into contact with these homeless folks that are infected with these middle diseases from the Middle Ages. Then you could come down with something. I mean, we're talking about very unsanitary conditions here. And I think we have to understand there are people that are down on their luck. They have no place to go. They are legitimately homeless. They're looking for a job. They can't find a job. Sometimes you have to live in your car, whatever. But when you walk through these homeless encampments, that's really not what you're seeing. You are seeing people who are drug addicts, who are shooting up. You have people that are mentally ill. You have very bad people. And then you have some people out there who just want to be homeless. That's what they want to do. They want to live that kind of lifestyle. And now the Supreme Court says, well, if they want to set up on the sidewalk, that's their right. One of our viewers on our Facebook live stream says that she lives in a suburb of Los Angeles. And she says, Todd, they're setting up tents on my sidewalk. And we live in the suburbs. I mean, is that what you really want? Because, again, we're hearing from... we're getting a lot of blowback from some in the the social justice evangelical movement who say that I'm just a very insensitive person, that I don't have feelings. Well, no, I do have feelings. I'm not a sensitive guy, but I do think that I feel bad for the people who are paying taxes and are working hard to live their life, and then to have their lifestyle disrupted by people setting up tents in their backyard and on the sidewalks in front of their home. I do have a problem with that. And I don't mind calling out the problem here. And the problem is Democrats running Sacramento. That's the problem. You're telling me you're going to spend $2.4 billion to address the state's housing and homeless crisis? What is that money going to? Again, somebody explain to me, what is all this money in California going to? Because the homeless crisis is not getting better. It's getting worse, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting worse. And the Trump administration is threatening to step in and fix the problem. I don't know. I hope California can be saved. I hear from some, it is a beautiful state, absolutely beautiful. There are some good people there. But man, you guys are making some really stupid decisions politically at the ballot box. And I know the Republican Party is screwed up, but seriously, what is it going to take for the average Californian to wake up and understand what has happened to their state and who is responsible? I mean, what is that going to take? I just don't get it. You ought to see some of the videos, and I thought about posting these videos on the website. But I don't know if you're ready to see what's really happening in the streets of Los Angeles. I don't know, maybe you are. But I'm telling you, folks, nobody should have to live in those kinds of conditions. Nobody. But the Democrats, they don't care. They do not care. And honestly, the blame, I mean, if we're really going to get down to the nitty gritty here, it's the law-abiding citizens of California who keep putting these Democrats in charge. I mean, what's wrong with you people? Is this really what you want? All you people that live in Nancy Pelosi, hashtag Effordance, her congressional district, that's what you want? You want the piles of human crap on the streets? Is that how you want to live your life? If so, then you know you're living in your version of paradise, I suppose. But this is really appalling what's happening in California, and it should be a wake-up call to the rest of the country that if you allow these Democrats to initiate these policies on a national level, then our country is going to be doomed, no doubt about it. Let me tell you the issue for me. The government says they can step in and fix this by throwing money at the problem, but they can't because money's not the problem here. Money is not the problem. All right, look, folks, we've got to take a break. Coming up, Mark Lotter from the Trump 2020 campaign, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. It is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. Would love to hear from you, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Now just days away, while Christmas anticipation builds for us, it was even more so for Mary and Joseph. Imagine an angel telling you not to be afraid, even though your baby's father was God, and his name would be Emmanuel, God with us. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network and a timely Stand in the Gap Minute. Marvel with me, if you would, at this amazing miracle. God, the creator of human life, becomes father to his son Jesus, the Son of God, who was born to die. So if we believe in him, we too can become a son of God. Now think about it. God in the flesh dies for our sins so we can also become a son of God to his father, now our father, and become brothers and joint heirs with Jesus himself. I can't explain this, but I can accept it. Have you experienced this miracle? You can. partner with us in prayer and finances in 2020. Just go to AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
This is Dr. Richard Lamb, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Every Thought Captive. Christmas is about joy, and it's about victory. And we sing hymns that commemorate that truth. One of my favorites is Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then ringing, singing, on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Those words were penned by Longfellow at the height of the American Civil War, with daily deaths on both sides. And yet, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, was victorious. As we celebrate our Savior's birth this month, please prayerfully consider standing with us financially at SES as we seek to offset the significant costs of preparing leaders to advance our Lord's kingdom in the years ahead. Go to ses.edu to make a quick and easy gift online. Thanks for listening. Have a joyous Christmas and a happy new year. For more information about Southern Evangelical Seminary or how you can download the free SES mobile app, go to ses.edu. That's ses.edu. This is Richard Land.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher takes the disciple into his study and lets him sit on a chair and put his feet on a footstool. Simple act, but one that'll open a mystery that can change your life. God said, "Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool." What does that mean? You don't place your weight on a footstool, only your feet and only lightly. So the earth is a footstool world. That means you have to tread on it lightly. In other words, don't rest your weight on it. Don't get caught up in it. And whatever problems you're dealing with, they're only footstool problems. Don't panic, just put them under your feet. So then, where do you place your weight? You place your weight on a chair. So what's the chair? If the earth is the footstool, what's the chair? Heaven. So learn the secret of dwelling and living your true life, even now, in the heavenlies.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. An honor to have you with us today. Look, some new polling data out, and I got to tell you, it is really shaping up to be a remarkable election year for Republicans. Some internal polling suggests that in the 30 districts that that President Trump won, where the Democrats voted in the where the Democrats voted for impeachment, there is now an 11-point margin of voters indicating they want their Democrat congressperson replaced. In other words, those 30 districts where Trump won, the Democrats are in hot, hot water. So this is going to be fascinating to see all of this play out between now and Election Day. But you better believe that the fight is not over. There is talk among Democrats of trying to impeach the president again. We still don't know how things are going to go if in the Senate, if Nancy Pelosi is going to send the articles of impeachment over. To help us figure all of this out, our good friend Mark Lotter from the Trump 2020 campaign. Mark, how's it going?
It's going well, Todd. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Fairly encouraged, though, by this this internal polling that shows Democrats in hot, hot water.
Yeah, and it really shouldn't surprise anyone. I mean, many of these Democrats were elected in 2018 on a platform of working with the president when they could on issues that mattered to people in their districts, and they've got nothing to show for it. They sat on the USMCA for a year, which put workers in their districts, farmers, ranchers, at economic peril. And all they did was focus on investigation. All they did was focus on this witch hunt of an impeachment. And the American people, I think, the voters in their districts are going to send them a very strong message here in a little under a year.
You know, Mark, I really hope that something happens in California. And I cannot believe the appalling conditions that are in some of those major cities and now even into the suburbs, where the squalor and the filth and these diseases that haven't been around since the Middle Ages are making a comeback. How bad is it that the San Francisco Chronicle in their editorial actually praised the Trump administration for understanding what the problem is?
Well, you know, when the liberals start losing folks in San Francisco, you know they're in trouble. And it's true, though. I mean, again, we've got Democrats out there running for president, people in these cities that are running these liberal bastions, and they're asking people to disbelieve what they can see with their own eyes, whether it's our economic growth or whether it is the rampant crime, the homelessness, the problems that go with that, which are occurring in many of their own cities. And this is a president who's not afraid to go into those Democrat bastions and say, look, this is what you got for the elite, your allegiance to these failed Democrat socialist policies. If you turn the page, if you come join us, come join the rest of America, where we have the strongest economy in a generation, where we have record stock markets again today. I saw something this morning that said that President Trump in his first 3 years in office has added 50% growth to the S&P 500. That's more than double the average of every other president during their administration. That's the success for this administration. That's the success for this president. And real Americans are seeing it out there.
I mean, just look at the reality, Mark. I mean, so more than 7 million new jobs created under this president, record low unemployment for many demographics, including blacks and Hispanics. You're looking at regulation cuts. You're looking at tax cuts. I mean, and not even to mention the child tax credit. I think those are the issues that are going to compel voters to send President Trump back to the White House for another 4 years.
I think you're absolutely right. And what the president is showing is that, contrary to what Democrats want you to believe, everything in America is not a binary choice. We can have record-setting economic growth and take care of our environment. We can grow companies, grow industries, and also help the poor get a better shot at having a part of that success. All of these things can happen, and they are happening. Democrats want you to think it's either or. It's not true. We can have both in America.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's a fair point. Real quick, I want to talk about this great new website you guys have launched, snowflakevictory.com. So you guys put this together really as a public service to America to deal with leftist relatives.
No, you're absolutely right. We saw it play out over Thanksgiving, where you saw all these national stories, you know, basically telling conservatives to be quiet or people not to talk about politics at the holiday dinner table. And it was on the fault of conservatives that we were the ones who had to step aside and let their triggered liberal friends and relatives have the day. And then obviously in our campaign, we didn't set that very, didn't take that very well. So we set out to help conservatives, to help people who support this president, have the basic talking points, the basic key points that you can have with those relatives and actually win the conversation, not avoid it, but win it. And so when you look at it that way, we broke it down into about a dozen categories or so. I think I'm in a couple of those videos. And it just basically tells you how to have that conversation, how to push back when your liberal relatives and friends give you the mainstream media Democrat talking points. That you have the facts on your side that you can win that argument.
You see, this is what I love about the website. It's not like you guys are instigating, but just like the president never starts the fight, he never starts the argument, but he does finish it. And you've got, ever since what Obama was in office, if you remember, Obama encouraged his supporters to start like these arguments at the dinner table. And it was discomforting to a lot of people. So this is a very helpful a tool for all of us.
No, it really is. And that's the key. I mean, as we both know, there's only so much we can do, whether it's through the campaign, whether it's through conservative talk shows or media outlets. The real victory is when the American people, they're the movement, they're the army, they're the ones that have got to have the information in their hands, because there's not an ad I can create that means as much as someone hearing from someone else they know and trust that can tell them why the things are going on so well in this country. So having that information in their hands is really the key to not only winning the argument, but actually winning the election and winning the hearts and minds of people so we keep this going, not just for the next election, but for elections in years to come.
By the way, Mark, I just wanted to say thanks to the president. You know, he went to the Christmas Eve service at that great church there in West Palm Beach, Florida. You know what was missing from the mainstream media reports? And we made sure to point this out on our page. But that president, when he did not even have to be introduced. As soon as he walked into the building, there were just thunderous applause, sustained cheers in this church house for this president. And Mark, that was missing from all of the mainstream media coverage about Christmas Eve.
Well, they would rather talk about some meaningless editorial and about how he's losing support among evangelicals. But when you show folks that video evidence, the evidence of what happened actually there, and we also see it every time he goes somewhere when he's packing arenas and with giant overflow crowds, don't believe the polls. Don't believe what the mainstream media narrative. We can see what's going on in so many of these places with this president, and they support and love him.
Real quick, before we let you go, several stories in the this is from Politico. Democratic insiders say Bernie could win the nomination. Are you surprised by that?
I'm a little surprised by it. I mean, I wouldn't put anything past them with the Democrat Party. We've still got a long way to go. We're still about a month away or so from the votes starting to be cast. It's going to come down to basically this tug and pull between the socialist wing and the really liberal wing. So whoever comes out on top of that is, they've got various candidates for it. But the one thing we can absolutely be sure of is that there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat anymore. So don't let them buy that narrative, because even the most, whatever you would call moderates, support free health care for illegal immigrants, want our border walls torn down, are talking about trillions of dollars in tax increases, and believe that you should have abortion up to the moment of first breath. Those aren't moderate or anywhere close to being conservative positions. So this is a battle between the really far left and the socialists.
Mark, we're going to have to leave it there. Hope you and the campaign have a very happy new year.
We will. We look forward to it. And you too, Todd.
All right. Mark Lauder, ladies and gentlemen, from the Trump 2020 presidential campaign. You know, they don't take a vacation. I mean, it's just, around the clock, moving towards November. But there you have it, folks. When you look at the numbers, when you actually see what this president has been doing for the American people, it all makes sense. Landslide victory in November. Snowflakevictory.com. You got to check out this website. Very creative. how to win an argument with your liberal relatives. SnowflakeVictory.com. All right, folks, so we have to take a break, pay some bills. Our good friend Dr. Richard Land is going to be with us coming up, 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity, the one who created you, change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
The Oracle opens up the Jubilee Mysteries, that there are these appointed times, appointed by God, and in these years, something prophetic has to happen concerning Jerusalem and end-time prophecy. Amazing. One of those years was 2017, and during that year came the Jerusalem Declaration by Donald Trump proclaiming Jerusalem. Now, amazing thing. What happens during the year of Jubilee? The trumpet has to sound. What does the name Trump mean? It means he who sounds the trumpet. It means also the trumpet itself. So get this, the year of Jubilee 2017 is the year that Donald Trump comes to power. The trump must sound throughout the land in this year. Amazing. Who could put that together? It means that he had to be elected just when he was. All this, everything is part of the Jubilee mystery of God. He's on the throne.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. You know, I haven't even gone outside of the building today to see the chaos on the streets here in New York City. It's a madhouse. All these people running, because now it's like you're running back to the department stores to return all the gifts that you didn't like. It's unbelievable out there. So I'm glad you've decided, all that to say, I'm glad you've decided to hang out with us instead of head down to your local mall today. What an honor to have you with us. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. Again, that number is 844-747-8868. Well, I want to go right to the newsmaker line. Our good friend, Dr. Richard Land, he is president of Southern Evangelical Seminary over in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he is also really a statesman within the Southern Baptist Convention, of which I am a part. Dr. Land, always good to have you on the show. Hope you're doing well.
I am. I hope you had a good Christmas. We did.
It was very nice. Thank you.
Good. Good.
So, look, Dr. Land, I want to jump right into this here. We've been, for the past, I guess, week or so, we've been talking about this Christianity Today hit piece on President Trump. I want to get your take here. How big of a deal is this? And I don't think that many people in our neck of the woods actually read Christianity Today.
No, and I'm sure that a lot of the people who've been quoting it in the Washington Post and the New York Times and other places, because it's doing their bidding, had to have it explained to them what Christianity Today was, and they've probably never read anything other than Mr. Galley's editorial, because he was a useful idiot to the liberals to be used to attack Mr. Trump, but it is a classic example of the liberal, the evangelical elitism that is destroying segments of evangelicalism in this country. It's a wrong-headed editorial from beginning to end, and I was appalled. I mean, I can remember when Carl F. H. Henry was the editor of Christianity Today, or Harold Vincel was the editor, and I eagerly awaited every issue. Now I subscribe to it online, and I read it more for scouting out what the enemy's thinking than anything else.
You know, I'm with you, Dr. Land, and I think that Christianity Today knew exactly what they were doing, and which is why they put Billy Graham's name, I think, in the fourth or fifth word of their screed, because you're right. The average mainstream media reporter, they don't know anything about Christianity Today, but they do know who Billy Graham is. And I thought that was intentional, and I think they're trying to divide the evangelical community, or at least give the impression that evangelicals are still not supporting this president.
Well, and that's right. And you know that he wrote this editorial as he's walking out the door. He had already announced his retirement as of January the 3rd. So he's thinking, okay, I'm on my way out the door. Why don't I just leave a stink bomb behind?
Well, it certainly did stink. No doubt about that, Dr. Land. You know, I'm wondering, though, why we are not hearing from some of the other, for example, the Southern Baptist Convention. It seems to me that maybe the president of the Southern Baptist Convention ought to get out there and get on the record here on some of these issues. I know they don't have to, but I think that would really help clear some things up.
Well, of course, J.D. Greer is going to do what J.D. Greer wants to do. There are a lot of Southern Baptists, including numerous former presidents, who have come out and have made it clear that they disagree fundamentally with this editorial. Jack Graham has come out and stated that he finds it just utterly offensive and wrong, and others have as well. So, I think, they're showing polls that 67% of evangelicals support or have approval of what Donald Trump is doing, job approval. Well, they say, well, that's a slippage from 81%. Well, job approval and voting for are two different things. Of that 67% approve of what he's doing, have job approval, but I guarantee you it's 81 or 82% that are going to vote for him when the opponent is Hillary Clinton, or the opponent is Bernie Sanders, or the opponent is Pete Buttigieg or the opponent is Senator Warren. I mean, you know, I think I've told you before, Mr. Trump was my last choice in the primaries. But when it came to a choice, a binary choice between Hillary Clinton, who believes that abortion is sacred and should be a sacrament, and that's what one of her spiritual advisors said at the time, and the Democrats have never met an abortion they couldn't live with. Of course, the baby always dies. And Donald Trump, who has proven to be the most pro-life president in the modern era, it takes me about one nanosecond to decide what my moral obligation or responsibility is. It is to vote to defend the unborn.
And an argument could be made, and we've got about a minute here, Dr. Lamb, but a lot of these never Trump evangelicals, they were the same people that were suggesting that we ought to stay out of the political process anyway. So an argument could be made that by doing that, that opened the door for Donald Trump to be the eventual nominee of the party.
Well, that's very possible. That's very possible. But, you know, to me, Golly's editorial is a, it's the fruit of the poison tree that is his elitism, where he, you know, he's written an article in which he says that evangelicals that disagree with him haven't finished college, they don't have jobs, they're blue-collar workers at entry level, they don't write books and give speeches, they don't attend conferences of evangelicals for social justice, they're deeply suspicious of mainstream media. And so he says an awful lot like people who cling to their Bibles and their guns, or Hillary Clinton's deplorables. It's a mindset of, if you don't agree with me, you're ignorant and stupid.
All right. Well, Dr. Land, you are neither ignorant nor stupid. You're brilliant, and we love having you on the show. We got to leave it there.
Well, I love to be on with you, Todd. Keep fighting the good fight.
All right. You too, Dr. Land. Richard Land, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot right there and a brilliant scholar, by the way. If you haven't read his columns, you should. You've got to do it. Got to do it. All right, folks, we've got to take a break, pay some bills. Wow, this hour just sort of scooted by past us. Spencer Brown, Young America's Foundation. He is coming up. The top 10. I don't know, maybe 20. I don't know, maybe 30. The top stories from college campus chaos coming up after the break. ToddStarnes.com is our website. Be sure to get the free podcast while you're there. This is The Todd Starnes Show.
Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
In the Oracle, there is the revelation of the Jubilee mysteries. Now, this mystery pinpoints exact years when prophetic things have to happen. And one of those years that's pinpointed is the year 2017. And it's pinpointing, the mystery saying that something's going to happen in that year that has to do with Jerusalem, has to do with Israel. Did it happen? Amazingly, yes. 2017 was the year that America recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel for the first time ever in modern times. Donald Trump, and it wasn't that he was trying to fulfill the prophecy, but he did. And it says that, and it's the first time since ancient times that it happened. So listen, what it's saying is that even though things look out of control, and even though people may not know what they're doing, God does, and God will bring his purposes to pass.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. To its great credit, the Trump administration has recognized the grave threat posed to the national security of the United States, and for that matter, most of the world's other nations, by the fifth generation wireless networks on offer from the Chinese Communist Party doing business as Huawei. In recent years, the American government has relentlessly warned its allies and anybody else who would listen not to get hooked up to Huawei's 5G communication systems on the grounds that they will enable Beijing to engage in ominous data theft and manipulation. The Chinese communists have responded by thuggishly threatening nations that heed our warnings. So, Washington must A, push back hard against such behavior, B, desist from supplying technology or know-how that will offset much-needed sanctions on Huawei, and C, supply as soon as possible American alternatives that will provide reliable, affordable, and secure communications networks. This is Frank Gaffney.